All right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at What Men Want, which is a reimagining of a movie that I guess came out maybe twice before. So there was a version that had Mel Gibson called What Women Want, but it stars Taraji P. Henson, Kristen Ludlow, Josh Brenner. It's directed by Adam Shankman, and the writer is Tina Gordon and Peter Hook. And the synopsis is, a woman is boxed out by a male sports agent in her profession, but gains an unexpected edge over them when she develops the ability to hear men's thoughts. So our resident expert on men.
Yeah, what the hell?
What did you think of What Men Want?
I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. Taraji's proven she can carry a movie. This movie, she carried it. She still played Cookie for the most part, but Cookie with a little more sophistication. You could tell she's ranging out and everything. Strong, capable woman, but every guy in the world is just dragging on her. When she actually gets these powers, this ability, she actually pretty selfish with it. So it played almost like Boomerang in that respect. The tables will flip where she was the one who was getting screwing the pooch and a lot of stuff. But it was pretty damn funny. They didn't fall into any tired tropes. Kept things pretty fresh. There's a lot more toilet humor in it than I would have suspected. The gags they did put in there did work. So for the most part, it was a pretty good movie, I thought. I enjoyed it.
All right. So did you see What Women Want?
Yeah, this is better than that one. What Women Want was just more like, it was a flat out Mel Gibson vehicle. So it was all about Mel Gibson in that respect and his character. And it's just kind of like, on one hand, he's acting pretty silly, but on the other hand, a bit of depth to the story. But it wasn't as funny as this movie was.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie in ages, but I remember liking it. So
mostly I liked it because Mel Gibson was doing pure comedy, and it's aged okay.
Did you watch that before you watched this, just to get an idea? Yeah,
then I saw it recently, maybe a year ago.
I have not seen that movie in a long time.
It's one of those things where you just like, it's on cable. You just kind of watch it and move on.
What score would you give What Men Want?
7.5. So I'll give it an 8, actually. Let me bump that up a little bit, because there's a couple parts of me dying laughing. I was
doesn't take much for funny. You laugh, Keith. So
laugh at you all the time. All right. One of the reasons I bumped it up is that there were a couple characters that stood out, and that was Erykah Badu.
She was in the movie? Her character. Did she have a speaking role, or?
So the synopsis of the story real quick is that Taraji's a sports agent, been edged out of a partnership in the firm she works for. So she goes to her friend's bachelorette party. Part of the fun is that they hire Erykah Badu's character, who is a psychic slash drug dealer slash hairdresser. Like, she's all kinds of things. Basically, she works out of the back of a beauty salon. So Erykah Badu's character's in there. So she did a surprisingly good job with this. I was generally surprised. She had some pretty funny ass moments. So I'll bump it up a little more, because like, that was surprising. It actually worked out. And also, there was a decent story in it. It was both sides need to respect one another, and showing that Taraji's character, she was clearly in a more aggressive role. She was being aggressive for no reason. She wasn't willing to be humble and being, I guess, more laid back and relaxed and enjoying what she achieved. Not be afraid to settle down and everything. So the message was nice enough.
That's the Beast Game Podcast.